the KSRO live line with us is Irish Greg McQuaid. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys?
Nice to have you on with us this morning. Now, your photo on your website, you look like a, you know, you look like a regular sane person, but what you're doing can only be described as crazy. 52 marathons in 52 weeks. Are you nuts, Greg?
Yeah, it's a little crazy. When I conceived of this, so I used to work in radio like you guys. In fact,
yeah.
I worked morning radio. And sometimes, as you know, in radio, you're out of work. So
yes.
About last November or October, I was, quote-unquote, between jobs. And I'm on the board of Breathe California Golden Gate, which is a clean air advocacy group and lung health and smoking cessation, and we do all of those kind of things. And so we were kicking around ideas for something that would kind of make an impact and would get some attention and, you know, talking to people like you and newspapers and television. And I kind of was like, hey, why don't I just run a marathon every week in 2017? Because that's the 10-year anniversary of me giving up smoking.
That's a heck of a way to celebrate. Wow.
I know. So once you put it out there on social media and, you know, in media in general, there's no turning back. So, yes, it's 52 marathons, 52weeks.org is my website, and people can follow along. This Sunday at the Santa Rosa Marathon will be number 35, which I can't even believe that it's gotten this far. So I'm more than three-quarters way through. I'm about three-quarters way through, and it's been going well. It's the way you do it, you can only really train for one marathon, you know, at the start of the year on January 1st, I think it was.
Right.
And then you got to just keep going because there's no real way to train for this without just doing it. You know what I mean?
Greg, this is Larry. Used to hang out when you were Don Blue's producer in the morning. We used to get some quality time together. Hey, so I see this shirt that you wear, I think. It said, I smoked a pack a day, now I'm running 52 marathons. Did you really smoke a pack a day, and now you're doing this?
Yeah, I grew up in Ireland, as you can probably tell. But I've been here quite a long time. But in Ireland, especially in the late 80s, I was a teenager, everybody smoked. It felt like certainly all my, the crowd that I hung around with smoked. And I played in bands and just generally led a pretty unhealthy lifestyle. And then that carried over to when I lived here in California. So probably from the age of 15, I want to say, till I was 35. So 20 years, I smoked at least a pack a day.
Wow.
And was very sedentary and didn't do a whole lot of anything. And then about 10 years ago, I was in Ireland visiting my parents, and my mother said to me, you look really terrible. I was overweight and I was kind of pale, and you know, I didn't look anything like someone who lives in California should. So it kind of got me thinking I need to kind of turn myself around, and so it was baby steps. I continued to smoke, but I cut back a bit, and I started to walk home from work, and then I'd walk a few more miles, and that gradually led to doing some runs, and then I secretly entered a half marathon and I finished it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I started running a little more, and then I started doing marathons. And amazingly, when I first started getting into this, I was still smoking. I would finish a marathon.
Wow.
But then in 2007, I said enough is enough. So January 1st, 2007, I gave up cigarettes, and I haven't smoked since.
Greg, can you describe the condition of your body at when you just finished your 34th marathon?
Yeah. What's interesting is that the first week was fine, and then it got harder and harder. My legs would get sorer and sorer earlier and earlier, to the point where you're running for 15 or 20 miles and your legs are just screaming. And I thought that was just going to continue for the whole year. But what happened was a few things happened. I got really good shoes. They're called Hokas. They're like moon boots. They almost feel like cheating. You bounce on them. They've got these enormous soles. And then a massage clinic, a sports massage place in San Francisco started sponsoring me called Psoas Massage. And between those two things and then your body just getting stronger, I feel after about 2 months, you just get strong. And so though you still get sore for the last couple of miles of running, the recovery is almost instantaneous. It's shocking. Like the next day, I don't feel at all that I've run.
Well, give us.
I can go and do.
Go ahead, Larry.
Greg, let me just be the first to say I want to buy you a shot of Jameson or Bushmills, whatever you want, when you finish 30, 52.
I'm looking forward to it. I think Deloge Vineyard is the sponsor. So maybe
oh,
we'll
there you go. Okay. It'll be a chaser then. Yes. Now tell us quickly, Greg, before we have to run, where can people go to support your efforts for Breathe California?
So it's 52marathons52weeks.org. And everything, you can kind of follow along with what I've done so far. And what I've got coming up. And, you know, sometimes I don't run official ones like the Santa Rosa Marathon. I just go out to somewhere in the Bay Area and run, and people come along and follow me and hang around or cycle with me or run a little bit. So you can do that or follow me on social media. I'm at Irish Greg on Twitter. So.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck. It's an amazing feat that you are attempting here, and you're on the home stretch. And frankly, I hope there's a Lazy Boy in your future.
You know what? I'm going to go to Cabo for a week between Christmas and New Year and not move.
I think that sounds excellent. Greg, thanks so much for being here. And good luck. We'll
thanks
see you here in
me.
Santa Rosa this weekend.
Okay.
That's Irish Greg McQuaid raising money for Breathe California and making a crazy effort that apparently he's going to win.